This is John Lothian with the commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for September 9th, 2020. The Futures Industry Association has released a surveillance and market abuse guideline report to assist market participants in fulfilling obligations set by the UK and European regulators in relation to surveillance and market abuse requirements. The CME Group launched an FX options volatility converter tool yesterday. This new service is the first ever tool to price CME Group's listed FX options liquidity in over-the-counter terms, helping foreign exchange traders to more easily monitor price relationships, make more informed decisions across markets, and ensure best execution for their trading strategies. The Chicago office of the Securities and Exchange Commission has launched its very own Twitter account, @Chicago_SEC. The Chicago office covers the states of Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Ohio, and Wisconsin. There's a television show that I never watched, that I don't want to name, that I did not keep up with, that is ending production next year. I can only say this is a sign of civilization returning. Washington Compliance Roundtable is hosting a webcast discussion with the National Futures Association on the best industry practices during COVID-19, new regulatory developments including succession planning and intra-agency regulatory initiatives, as well as the most recent industry trends, and always to strengthen your legal and compliance programs. NFA speakers include Special Policy Advisor Dan Driscoll, Senior Vice President of Compliance Regina Thull, and Director of Compliance Christine Roche. The event is scheduled for September 17th, 2020, with the discussion going on from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. and a question and answer and networking session from 5:30 to 6. You can RSVP at contact@wdccrt.org by September 14th to receive login information. Here's a story shared by Matt Rabel of JLN. This is from the New York Times. A CFTC task force has concluded that climate change is a threat to the U.S. financial markets, citing the cost of floods, droughts, and other natural disasters made worse by changing climate. These disasters affect the mortgage, pension fund, and insurance markets, as well as other financial institutions, the task force reported. Here's some more stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for today. In greater detail about the FIA market surveillance and abuse guidelines, the FIA today released new guidelines to assist market participants in fulfilling obligations set by European regulators and UK regulators in relation to surveillance and market abuse requirements. Quote, market abuse is a global concern and global regulators should consider market participants to be the quote, first line, unquote, of defense in identification and prevention of market abuse, unquote, said FIA's head of Europe, Bruce Savage. Quote, our goal is to help FIA members and other market participants meet their obligations under the market abuse regulation, unquote. My comment is, this must be part of the FIA's Be Good campaign. Here's more about the CME FX volatility converter. U.S. derivatives exchange CME Group has launched an FX options volatility tool in a bid to help traders monitor price relationship for better execution quality during volatility. The FX options volatility tool takes price data that is functionally equivalent to over-the-counter options and creates a volatility grid by tenor and deltas to provide a comparison. Matt Rabel commented, more tools for option traders is never a bad thing. More from the Financial Times. Cost risks of hosting Olympics similar to natural disasters, studies warn. Cities considering hosting the Olympics should compare the financial risk with models applied to natural disasters, pandemics, and war, a team of Oxford University researchers have warned. The study, Regression to the Tail, Why the Olympics Blow Up, accuses the International Olympics Committee of playing down what the researchers argue are unavoidable dangers of big cost overruns. The report suggests would-be host cities should temper their ambitions by assuming their budgets for the Games could rise threefold. There's nothing like planning for a natural disaster. From Josh King with ICE from his Inside the Ice House podcast series, he has Alistair Walton, Australia's man in New York, who mixes diplomacy with mateship. Despite a population and economy smaller than Texas, Australia has a Stetson-sized impact on U.S. business and culture. As his post as Consul General of Australia to New York winds down, Alistair Walton sat down for his exit interview. On the agenda, diplomacy amid pandemic and the special relationship between Australia and America. A banker whose journey took him from down under to the Big Apple, Alistair has shattered the mold of the civil servant. Here are the top three stories from the John Lothian newsletter from yesterday. The most read story Tuesday was, here's the evidence in case you needed it, that downtown's been seriously damaged, from the editorial board of Crain's Chicago Business. Second was another story from Crain's. New figures show downtown is being drained of apartment dwellers. Are you sensing any theme here? Third was a New York story by way of Denmark. Eleanor Jacobs, 91, dies. A force behind the Earth Shoe phenomena. I wore Earth Shoes back in the day, and I'm not sure I'm better for it, but God bless you, Eleanor. Here are the MarketsWiki stats for the day. MarketsWiki has had 187,570,551 pages viewed. It had a total of 24,424 pages for the second day in a row, and has had 225,986 edits. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.